This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Loving God, as we gather this day, we come seeking the bread of life. In our hunger, we come to be fed, that our hearts may be lifted, that hope may be gained, that strength is given for the challenges of everyday living, and that we also may be transformed and be your presence to this broken world. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. What reminds you of your home? I'm sure that most of us would respond by saying it's the aroma of certain foods. Certain foods, the aromas and the tastes, bring back memories of our early years. Perhaps it's the aroma of the fresh baked apple or berry pie as it comes out of the oven and is sitting there to cool. Maybe a chocolate cake or chocolate chip cookies. Maybe homemade chicken and dumplings. But for sure, the aroma of fresh baked bread. I'm not trying to make you hungry, but indeed, there are special dishes that bring back childhood memories and always seems to bring a smile to our faces, no matter how young or old we are. The influence of food and its aroma indeed has a great impact on our lives. In fact, there is a wonderful Chinese story told by a woman who works for the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. And she relays this story about a mountain that is in China, and at the base of the mountain is this man and his three sons. A simple family, a loving family. The father notices how people from all over the known world come to this mountain to climb it. There are stories about gold and silver being at the top. But it's interesting, the people never return. They have never seen people come back off the mountain. As his three sons grow older, they hear the stories and they want to climb the mountain. The father warns them, but to no avail, they leave him and climb. On their way up, they find a beggar sitting under a tree. They ignore him and continue to go. And of course, they do find the gold and the silver. They're impressed by all that they find. One by one, the sons disappear. The first to rich food, the second to fine drink, the third to all kinds of material things. Each has become a slave to their desire, and they forget their home. Meanwhile, the father is aging. He misses his sons, and one day he finally decides, danger aside, I must ascend this mountain and find my sons. So he scales the mountain, and indeed, he finds at the top of the mountain all the rocks are of gold, and the streams are lined with silver. But it makes no difference to him because he's focused on finding his sons and bringing them home. If only he could find them and remind them of his love and the importance of their home. He doesn't find them. And so as he begins to descend, he suddenly comes upon the beggar who sits under the tree. The beggar finally says to him, you may have your sons back, only if you will go home and bring something back to this mountain to remind your sons how much they are loved. And so the father hurriedly goes down that mountain to the home and gathers a bowl of rice. He returns up the mountain, finds the beggar, and gives a great deal of the rice to the beggar to thank him for his wisdom, and then seeks his sons, and he finds them. And one at a time, he takes a grain of rice and places it onto their tongue. And suddenly, they are transformed, realizing the wrongs that they have done, how much they miss their father and the love of their home. And so they return with him descending the mountain, and they live happily ever after. Today, you and I gather in this church to receive a reminder of home, a taste of the food that will remind us who we are. It is the bread of life, the living bread, Jesus himself, who comes to feed us, to remind us that we are children of the kingdom, and that the kingdom is our true home. Indeed, we need to be reminded of this, just as the sons in our story, because we have left and we've been climbing our own mountains, unwilling and often unable to return home. Our Father grieves for us, and that is why he sends Jesus to be our living bread. What mountains have you been climbing? They're all mountains of illusion. We have all lost our ways, and yet we are determined that we will still do it our way and continue to journey on that mountain. It's interesting how so many people continue to live what we would call hope-deficient lives. They are pale and gaunt from a lack of sustenance. They suffer from malnutrition as they try to fill the void in their lives with the food that they gather around them, food that doesn't quite meet the need. And then others hopelessly are searching for that prince or princess charming to meet the void, to be the food in their romantic life. But again, they find that it does not meet the need of their loneliness, and their troubles do not disappear. And still others gorge themselves with all kinds of material things to discover that their hunger is never satisfied. While others stand around like children with swollen bellies, living as if they're simply waiting to die. They live as people who are malnutritioned and estranged. Estranged from themselves, estranged from family and loved ones, estranged from children, parent, a spouse, estranged from a friend with whom they may have had a fight ages ago, but especially estranged from God. Hopelessness breeds such estrangement. And estrangement inevitably starves our souls. And it is to that condition that Jesus finds the people in our gospel reading today, as we are also found. And so he approaches us declaring, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread that does not grow stale. I am not the bread that is inedible or only lasts temporarily." As you know, we fed the people of old in the wilderness with the manna from heaven, but it did not last and needed to be renewed each day. Jesus comes to be that new kind of bread. bread that does not go bad, bread that is not temporary, bread that nourishes perpetually and lasts forever, bread that sustains relationships and bolsters hope. So very many people live, or rather exist, without food of hope. As we have been hearing in our readings last week, I made reference to the previous week with our reading of the miracle of the division of the loaves and bread to feed 5,000, the loaves and the fish. And how, as a result of that, they're now sticking with Jesus, thinking, this must be the new Moses. Certainly this Jesus is here to meet our needs. But as we heard last week, Jesus had something else in mind for them. They're just thinking along the lines of, perhaps now he's going to supply something that's better than home cooking, something better than comfort food. Maybe this time it'll be escargot and prime rib and lobster tail, maybe chocolate truffles and after-dinner drinks. Am I getting you hungry? They wanted food of great wonder. They wanted miracles at their beck and call. And as we heard last week, Jesus confronts them. But as he does, he also feeds them, reminding them that it was not Moses who fed the ancestors in the desert, that it was God himself, and that God will continue to feed them. With the continuing narrative that we have today with John's gospel, Jesus still continues to challenge the people, you and me, to understand that true bread is that bread which alone comes from God, requesting a relationship of us, that we may come to be one with the source of life. Now, there are all kinds of reasons why people are estranged from one another and from God. Sin certainly is the biggest reason. But the point is that none of us are immune to broken relationships. And yet, relationships are just as important as bread to feed us and sustain us. That is what we were created to be about. And to be in relationships is what makes us truly human. God knows also that the fabric of relationships is like tissue paper. God knows how fragile our relationships can be. God knows how delicate we can be in our own living. And God knows that we need to be continually fed, that we may be restored and strengthened for living. And so that is why the bread of heaven, the living bread, is sent to us, Jesus himself. Jesus comes as the bread of life, a sustenance for the sickly and for the sequestered, a banquet for the bereaved and the bottomed out, a feast for the forlorn and the forsaken. For in Christ Jesus, God comes and leaves a trail of breadcrumbs to lead you and me out of the wilderness of our hopelessness and our estrangement into relationships, into community, and into a holy communion. A trail of breadcrumbs that brings us home. That is what God is doing for us. That is how God feels about us, that we are so important that sin and estrangement and a focus for us to climb our own mountains and do our own thing will not separate us from this bread that is there to feed us and bring us home. So then, what should our relationship be and our response be in light of this gift? Do we need to model the world around us Do we need to let our differences define our relationships? Do we need to have our disagreements continue to bring separation and estrangement? Do we need to coddle our conflicts and chew upon controversy like gristle on a bad piece of beef from last night's dinner? Or will our lives truly reflect the one who comes to be among us, to rise and raise our hearts like bread, to be a living presence in this world? Jesus Christ comes to raise us above all of the conflicts and turmoil of this world, to even save us from death. This is the bread, the living bread that God gives. And as surely as we can smell the aroma of that freshly baked bread from the kitchen table, we are being called today to come and eat. Find that bread crumb trail that will lead you home. And so may today's nourishment empower you with this gift of life, this living bread, this unconditional love and gift from our Creator. For in Jesus Christ, God has proclaimed a feast of the heart. He has given us all that we need to have true life and meaning and purpose. And it will sustain us in all of our relationships, in all of our trials and temptations, in all times and places, in this world and the next. Come and eat. Amen.